legal.
Cookies and color me with singing at 6 o'clock. She's in Smithfield, Rhode Island right now. All right, we're going to call the December meeting of the Mount Malina Wetlands Commission to order. We have Commissioner Abde Accolini, Bill Berardi, Sandra Berardi, and Commissioner Brush present. First order of business is approval of the minutes of the November 16th regular meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Second.
Is it okay with the meetings? Okay, Commissioner Accolini made a motion. Commissioner Abde seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, carries unanimously. No public hearings, no show cause hearings. Are there any remarks in the public's not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks for public not relating to items on the agenda? Any remarks for public not relating to items on the agenda? Okay, old business, 23 IBC 15, 34 Laurel Point Drive, Oakdale, Connecticut, owner Dan Vestiglia, applicant Reagan Construction Group for regular activities within the upland review area to remove and install new deck, steps, and patio.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. The only thing common I have is that the applicant did revise the plans for my request at the last meeting under the narrative section for the landing and stairs. Proposed number 3 had a typo as far as the size went on the plans, and he did make that a change. But other than that, I have no additional new comments. And if the commission is inclined to approve this request, there is a motion attached to your staff report. The applicant's also here if you have any additional questions.
And this is not actually going down to the into the wetlands. It's just working up on the top of the. You need to say your name and.
Patrick McAnany, Secretary of the Group LLC, out of Washington, Connecticut. No, sir, it is not going to the water.
Yeah. Anybody have any issues? It's kind of a. All right.
Cut dry.
Motion.
Okay, I'll make a motion. After giving due consideration to all relevant factors, including those in Section 10 and or Section 6 of the Mount Malina Wetlands Regulations, in Section 22A-41 of the Connecticut General Statutes, I move to approve application number 23, IWC 15, owner Dan Pat Sega, applicant Regan Construction Group for regulated activities within the URA in conjunction with the proposed removal replacement of the existing landing and stairs and the installation of a 285 square foot paver patio per the application and associated documents dated October 24th, 2023. Standard reasons for approval and standard conditions of approval apply.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, Mr. Accolini made a motion. Mr. Sandberg seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Okay, new business, 23 IBC 18, 10 Daisy Hill Road. Oakdale, Connecticut, owner applicant Frank Crandall for regular activities to remove trees and maintain vegetation in the upland and wetland areas.
Stacy Radford, zoning and wetlands officer for the record. This property is located on 20.3 acres in the R40 zoning district with approximately 25 feet of frontage on Daisy Hill Drive. The property is currently developed with a single family residence. The applicant had a previous in the wetland application for the construction of a driveway crossing. This application is for an as-of-right determination for activities within the wetlands and upland review area to remove fallen or uprooted trees, cut dead trees, and remove invasive vines, which the applicant states damage and kill trees. There are photos attached to his application. The proposed trees to be removed have been marked by the applicant in green with a red circle around them on the plan entitled Plot Plan Frank Crandall, Lots 3 and 4, New London Turnpike, Route 85, and Daisy Hill Drive, Montville, Connecticut, dated July 9, 2020. The applicant is proposing to maintain the existing pathway around the pond and to keep it free of trash. The applicant is also proposing to maintain the existing driveway to include the removal of downed trees and replacement of stones that may have washed away, creating potholes. The applicant proposes to utilize the previously purchased amphibious machine, a picture which is also attached with the application, to conduct any and all work. Should the commission find that this application is an as-of-right determination, language for a motion for approval is attached. Should the commission find that this application requires a permit, staff recommends that the commission receive and review application 23-IWC-18, set a date for a sidewalk if desired, and table the application to the January 18, 2024 meeting. And Mr. Crandall is here to answer any questions that the commission may have.
You wonder where Mr. Crandall is?
Just state your name, please.
Frank Crandall. And it's actually 10 Daisy Hill Drive. Post office, Marsted Road, exact drive.
I guess the house is built, correct? The driveway's in?
Yes, the house is built, driveway's in. Had multiple trees falling across the driveway. I worked with the old commission, and they informed me that I had to re- part of my building. I had removed trees that were already down. And I obviously was in his wetlands and stuff like that. And I said, well, you have to hire somebody or purchase a special vehicle. So I purchased a special amphibious vehicle that is nature friendly. It doesn't use any oil to drink or contaminate. It's an all enclosed. It's actually a boat. So it doesn't hurt. That's got 8 feet old. Platform of the vehicle is designed not to damage the ground because that's the way it's built.
Who said you had to do this? Who said you had to do this?
The last person that was in charge for the she don't want me here anymore.
I don't remember ever requiring somebody to buy a special machine.
It wasn't the commission, it was somebody from.
Abandoned vehicles that were on the property at the time. And I forgot to circle the Jeep because it's like trying to find a Waldo. But there's actually a abandoned Jeep that was on here that I forgot to circle it. I couldn't find it, but now I have to look at the print today. But those are all, that vehicle was removed, the camper was removed. Like I said, 5 loads of trash. People used to just dump stuff on the property. But since I've been there, I put up no trespassing signs. But I still get people that will still think that there's 20 acres to walk through. So I have a lot of widowmaker trees that are just, you know, there.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of the trees is just uprooted.
Right. So you're just cutting down, you're not clear cutting.
No clear cutting.
You're just cutting a couple of trees down, and you're maintaining an existing road.
Correct. And I think there's a couple photos you'll see that my vehicles are parked on my driveway, and you'll see actually a couple of trees that are down. I haven't cleaned them up yet, but I'm waiting for a photo. First photo.
So right.
Yeah, you can. You're allowed to do that. The only thing the regulations.
I had somebody come up there. They said don't do any work because my work did not cover under the last permit. I tell you all the permit I have now, which is good.
The law says you have the right to do stuff that's incidental to the use and enjoyment of your property.
Right.
Now I don't know what the zoning regs say, but that's what the wetland regs say. So if you're going to go out and cut a tree down that fell down or do something like that.
You'll see my photos there. There's one right here.
Yeah.
This is my driveway. There's one right here.
Yeah.
There's another one.
I don't see where you're
at. I guess I'm going to come out and look at everything you're doing here already.
Yeah.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Meredith Badaluga, the previous wetlands officer, did entertain a complaint that we received in the office that there was machinery being run on the property.
Mm-hmm.
She met with Mr. Crandall and at that time saw there was no actual movement of equipment on the property. She just asked Mr. Crandall not to do any additional work until we could come in front of the commission and get approval for him to remove these trees because somebody was complaining that he was doing it, although there was no evidence found when she went to investigate.
Yeah, but if...
I think he has the right to clean that up.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, cut firewood or whatever.
Yeah.
What you're not allowed to do is clear cut. And obviously, if somebody saw equipment in there, maybe they might think you were building a house or something. I don't know. A barn. But I...
Yeah, you'll see me like on Route 85 with the buggy. I'll go there, drive there, and just sort of look back at it with trash. I don't know if you ever driven by the dinosaur park before.
Yeah.
There's that little pond on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
That's like almost 400 some feet of my property. That's the beginning of it was deeded.
And there's those two gate posts there. Is that on your property or is that further up? Those two old gate posts?
Just to the left of that. To the left is the old farmhouse.
Yeah.
But right at the
No, I'm just curious. Is that on your property? Those gate posts?
The gate posts.
Are they on your property?
It's just the left corner of it is my property.
Yeah.
So the left corner side of my property was
Of note, there was a application many years ago before it, and apparently George Washington wrote between those two gate posts. So don't touch the gate post.
Yeah.
but this is just crazy how much trash ends up
in
that area. I just want to maintain it because trash floor ends up in the pond.
Yeah. I know.
And there's a lot of vines that are growing up.
I think
they cut the vines down with the machete that's killing the trees.
Yeah. You agree?
Yes, I agree. Right,
is there a motion in here for that?
As a right determination, yes, there is.
Yeah.
It's on page 1 of my staff report. It starts at the bottom.
After giving due consideration to all the relevant factors, including those in Section 4 of the Montville Inland Wetland Regulations, Section 22A-40 in the Connecticut State General Statute, I move the application 23IWC18 submitted by owner and applicant Frank Crandall for activity within the wetlands and the upper land review area to remove fallen and unrooted trees, cut dead trees, and remove invasive vines, more fully described in the application dated 11/29/2023, is permitted use as the right and therefore no permit required.
Second. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, carries unanimously. Thanks for coming in.
Don't forget those posts, leave them there.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah,
I guess it. I guess he stayed in that old house back there.
I'll have to do some research on that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, I don't even remember who it was that came in, but they were all upset about it. All right. Anyways. 23-19, 30 Route 82, Oakdale, Connecticut, Jabez Financial Incorporated, applicant Glenn Johnson for regulated activities to construct a driveway apron within the wetlands and upland review area.
Again, Stacey Rappert, zoning enforcement officer for the record. The applicant's request is for regulated activities to construct a driveway apron within the wetlands in URA. This property is located in the R120 zone on about 9.29 acres. It contains regulated uplands, wetlands, and a tree. This property has approximately 69.59 feet of frontage on Route 82 and is currently undeveloped. The applicant is proposing to construct a driveway apron, which requires removal of trees and brush for sightline purposes, as indicated on a plan entitled Plan Prepared for Jabez Financial LLC, Proposed Driveway 30 Norwich Turnpike, Route 82, Montville, Connecticut, Site line plan and profile dated 9/26/2023. Curb cut is within the upland review area, and the clearing limits to the northwest of the property are within the wetlands area as indicated on the plan entitled Approximate Inland Wetland Limits, Proposed Driveway 30 Norwich Turnpike, Route 82, Montville, Connecticut, dated 11/29/2023, prepared by CLA Engineers, Inc. The wetlands in the area of the apron located were flagged by Robert Russo, certified soil scientist, in 2023. It was indicated on the application that there's approximately 845 square feet of wetlands in the right-of-way at the apron location. The applicant states, I am requesting authorization to cut the curb and pave an apron at the above-mentioned address simply to make access to the property feasible from the road as outlined in the provided drawings from CLA Engineers LLC. And on December 12, 2023, I did an inspection of the property. I took some photos, and they're included in your package. Staff recommends the Inland Wetland Commission receiver review application 23-19, set a date for a site walk if desired, and table the application to the January 18, 2024 meeting. Glenn Johnson is here. If you have any questions?
I just have one question. It's a state road. Don't you need a state permit for the curb cut?
Yes, they are. They're in the process. They can't finalize their permit until he gets a zoning permit, and he can't get the zoning permit until we get this permit.
We have the power. Why do you want access to the property? Is it?
Well, camping. No, it's just like camping and target shooting, because it joins another piece of property that I have there. And that's because it's a flag lot. That's the only way to have access to the majority of your land that's up in the back. So there used to be like an old logging road there, but then when the road was paved, they put in a curb. So I just wanted to be able to cut the curb, have simpler access to walk. I'm not looking to. I don't have plans to be putting in a driveway or anything else. Just enough to cut the curb, to have access to the property. And so,
So you're not, okay. That was kind of the question. You weren't planning on, you know, you just want access right now.
Yeah, just to be able to cut the curb, but I know you have to pave a certain, so many feet off the road when you put in an apron, but it would be just an apron portion of on the state property.
Okay. Right.
That's it.
Anybody want to do a site walk, or should we just like do a drive-by? Because it doesn't sound, I mean, it's sounds like it's entirely visible from the
edge. Isn't it close to where you just had the logging operation, where there's a curb cut already?
Yeah.
That's why I thought it was the same thing. I said, what's he coming for? He already had a curb cut. So is that a little north towards the light?
Right, and actually it wraps around the neighbor's house.
Yeah, because you were in for the logging permit not too long ago.
Yeah.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think do a drive-by.
The drive-bys?
I drive by there every day.
Seeing you took the pictures there, I don't know if any trees that need to come down, other than maybe like some little sapling branches off of. Like there's no significant trees.
The one photo looks like there's a. It looks like there's a logging road there.
Yeah, there was. Yeah. Like back in
so
the
you're
day.
Just going to that. Yeah. Did you think it because of the width they were had the tree had to come down?
I'm sorry?
Did you think a tree had to come down because of the width of it?
I was going by CLA that provided on their diagram. They put the flagged all the wetlands and showed the buffer and showed the expected trees that were to be removed, trees and brush. All right. For sightline purposes, so he can get the permit from DOT.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
The picture looks like it could have been taken today when I drove by, and he still had the water running down on the side. We had a car accident there last night.
There's a brook along the side, which makes it wetlands.
Okay, I guess we plan is to table. I need a motion to table 23 IWC 19.
Okay, I'll make a motion to table this application 23 IWC 19 until the next meeting on January 18th, 2024.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Carries unanimously. Thanks. Yeah.
Okay. You know, the painting is shut down for the year anyway. So that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I did. That's been a slow year. It's only 19 applications all year. Okay. Any correspondence?
No.
Any other business? No executive session. I just want to thank everyone for, you know, coming here for a few minutes. Like I say, it's been a slow year as far as applications go. Thankfully, no show cause hearings, which are always public hearings. But anyways, thank everybody for the year, and hopefully next year. And we need one more motion.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
And second.
Okay. Give Joe Berardi the second on that one. Happy holidays to everyone.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Everything else that goes with it.